Kill him.
Thank you.
Hello.
Dean, how are you today?
Well, I just got through my annual medical, and apparently I'm better than I thought.
Well, that's good.
Although we got some problems still. This Vietnam matter, I think the fact that the other side seemed to be turning it down means that we should make it clear that we're available for any kind of peace move, whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a formal answer today.
Good.
If it's all right with you.
That's the Wilson proposal.
That's right, the Wilson group. Right.
Good.
Right. I think it's a little early yet on Algiers. That could make a big difference in the way these fellows conduct themselves. I think the key point there is whether this fellow Boumediene is going to be interested in Algeria, or whether he's and trying to do a job there, or whether he's going to get anxious and reckless about his immediate neighbors in Morocco and Tunisia and so forth. Whether his appetites go beyond Algiers. If it's the first, then I think it's a big gain, and we can make some headway with him.
Time will tell.
Yes, I think in a few. Well, I want to review that this morning with my colleagues and see if there are things that we should do there. We're just on the point of having to take up with them the question of whether they get any more food through our private organizations, which is our biggest food program in Algeria. And that'll be a pretty good way to test their reactions and their attitude toward us.
What is it, CARE and so forth?
Chiefly the Church World Services, both the Catholics and Protestants, have been putting food in there under.
What's the OAS situation in the Dominican Republic, a strike and so forth?
I haven't heard whether the strike actually, just a minute, I don't think, I haven't even seen my telegrams. It just come from the doctor's office.
Don't worry about that. Right. We'll talk later on.
Right.
Maybe we can get together
right.
Later in the day if you're not too busy. I'm distressed about the rest of the story, about what memos the department's sending me and what I'm going to say at the United Nations in the front page of the Times this morning.
Yeah, that's a mean story.
And I haven't seen them. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But I talked to Harlan, and made a little rough on him. He had talked. He said he didn't give him the substance, but he had talked to Reston. He thought he's pretty generally known around town that I was asking these things. So I just guess I can't quit asking the State Department. That's awful, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sad. You feel that he might have been responsible for the story?
Yeah. I think he's responsible. The second one, I think, this week he's been responsible for. He said he's not responsible for substance. I mean, not much substance to it. It's mostly speculation, just gossip. But he had talked to him, and they called over here and said, what about the Rusk Cleveland memo? That was the way Reston was referring to it. And when I hear something about the Moyers Valenti deal, I know one of them.
Right.
Mr. Johnson circulated the memo to his principal advisors in this field.
Yeah.
I sent that to you, you know.
Yes, I know.
And I didn't send it to anybody over here. So it's got to come out of there. And if the president can't trust the State Department, well, it's a hell of a thing, isn't it?
No, I realize. I concede that. I'm very sorry about that.
I think you ought to call your top people in and tell them it's very humiliating to you and it's embarrassing to me. And if I got to just say I got to eliminate the State Department, I can't talk to them because they will not keep a secret. If McCarthy's right, I'll just have to do it. But just see if they can't stop this.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.